Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3050. The Disney fourth quarter investor relations call took place yesterday, and I listened to it for news so you wouldn't have to. There's exactly 12 seconds of it that I'm going to share with you today, but it turns out that the biggest news about Star Wars actually happened outside of that investor call, and we will talk about that today. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, the Disney investor call. As we've talked about in previous episodes, they occasionally make announcements around Star Wars-related content. They make announcements across all of their properties and brands and whatnot. But I will say, the last few of them, there's been precious little new information that's come out of them related to Star Wars content. Case in point, the presentation that they had yesterday had exactly 12 seconds of content related to Star Wars. This is it.
Lucasfilm's Andor, a spy thriller that explores the backstory of Cassian Andor, a popular character from Rogue One, earned rave reviews and showcases our ability to extend stories from the big screen to our streaming services.
That, of course, is Disney CEO Bob Chapek. So, that's as much as we got about Andor. There were a couple other things name-checked. Willow was name-checked, which is debuting later this month, and they also mentioned Indiana Jones 5, but still didn't deliver on a title for that. We're in the dark for that. Meanwhile, the day before the investor presentation on Monday, the official Star Wars accounts confirmed that The Acolyte has gone into production, and not only did they confirm that it's gone into production, but they also provided a logline for the series, and they released a group cast photo, or a group of individual cast photos, I should say. You recall with the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, they put out that graphic and they showed 12 folks who were in it. Well, they did the same thing with The Acolyte, 9 actors displayed. We already knew that Amandla Stenberg was going to be in it, would be playing the as yet unnamed lead role. Rumored folks like Manny Jacinto and Lee Chung Chai, hope I said that right, and Jodie Turner Smith were confirmed in this. And rounding out the cast announced so far, we have Charlie Bennett, Dean Charles Chapman, Rebecca Henderson, Daphne Keane, and the incredible Carrie Ann Moss from, of course, The Matrix and Jessica Jones fame. And here's the log line of the show. It's a mystery thriller that will take viewers into a galaxy of shadowy secrets and emerging dark side powers in the final days of the High Republic era. A former Padawan reunites with her Jedi Master to investigate a series of crimes, but the forces they confront are more sinister than they ever anticipated. So, of course, the big question around all that is, what does it mean? So, we knew that there was going to be, you know, dark side stuff happening somewhere, so the sinister aspects that are mentioned in this would seem to point in that direction. Beyond that, the mention of a mystery and an investigation put me in mind of Trail of Shadows, which is the 5-issue limited series in the High Republic Phase 1, which features Emeric Kaptor, if I'm pronouncing the name right, who is a Jedi Master sent to investigate the death of Loden Greatstorm and the cause thereof. But we don't know anything really about Emeric's background. He's a Jedi Master, and that's pretty much all we got. So I don't think we're necessarily going to see him in Phase 2 because he's human and therefore he shouldn't be alive during Phase 2 of the High Republic. We may not see any part of him again until Phase 3. It'll be a character to keep an eye on. So that was Monday. Tuesday, hours before the Disney investor call, news breaks from Deadline Hollywood that Shawn Levy is in early talks to direct a Star Wars movie. Shawn Levy would be best known for things like Free Guy and The Adam Project and Stranger Things and Night at the Museum and so many other projects. So he actually then went to Twitter and tweeted about it, which is about as close to confirmation as you're ever gonna get without Disney saying, yep, that's actually correct. Variety did their own story and said they confirmed with their own sources, but I don't know if they really needed to do that because Sean Levy himself tweeted about the Deadline story. So does that make 7 different Star Wars movies now in development? Well, not necessarily, because according to another website, The Wrap, they were doing a series of interviews with J.D. Dillard, and he said that his Star Wars movie is no longer a go. He says it's no longer a thing, but it's not for lack of trying. And apparently they tried to ask him about what the movie might have been about, and he was cagey about it. But a story he related had to do with playing the flight simulator games like TIE Fighter back in the 90s, and that was what really kind of lit him up. So it does make you wonder if he was thinking along the same lines as where Patty Jenkins was working on things with the Rogue Squadron movie. But certainly Sean Levy is not going to be directing Patty Jenkins' movie, he's not going to be directing Taika Waititi's movie, and he's not going to be directing Damon Lindelof's movie, and of course, he's not going to be directing Rian Johnson's movie, at least not the first one, because that trilogy, according to the early reporting, was that Rian was going to direct the first movie of the trilogy and then possibly let go of the other two. I guess we'll see whether that happens. So basically, there's only one movie that we know about in development right now that doesn't currently have any kind of director attached to it, and that's Kevin Feige's movie for which Michael Waldron has been named as a writer. As we've talked about on the show previously, Michael Waldron has a lot of other irons in the fire right now, but it turns out so does Sean Levy. He is working on Deadpool 3, which is currently slated to come out in November of 2024, and he also has to finish up Stranger Things. Season 5 is in writing and pre-production right now. They're going to be shooting in 2023. He usually directs a couple of episodes in the season, but he's also very deeply involved in the production overall, so he's probably not going to be able to start in earnest on anything Star Wars related if he is going to direct a Star Wars movie, if the talks are actually finalized and he gets a go. He's not going to be able to start working on anything in earnest until 2025, so whatever he's doing, 2027 at the earliest that we could possibly see it. So this doesn't necessarily reset our calendars for Star Wars releases or anything. It's still 2025 that's first up on the calendar, unless Disney makes some surprise announcement and we find out that somebody else is far enough along with a script or a rewrite where they go, okay, yeah, let's do this thing. But as we were talking about last week, we've still got a lot of live action Star Wars content and animated content and High Republic storytelling to keep us tied over until another movie comes along. I mean, there's something special about a movie for sure. So yeah, it's gonna be a little sad, a little, oh, that we're not getting one for another couple of years, but we've certainly got a lot of great Star Wars storytelling to look forward to in the interim. So that's what I've got for you about the Disney investor call and about Star Wars news that happened right around that time that I guess could have been fit for the investor call, but I guess they had other fish to fry on there. That's quite all right. So any other news that breaks, we'll talk about it here as we usually do. But for now, that's going to do it for this episode of the show. And it just remains for me to say, thank you so much for joining me for it as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
S7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.